Hey guys, it's July 31st. I'm in Vancouver, BC right now. Absolutely love it up here. On this episode of the podcast, Renee Wong, CEO of Castbox, joins me as a guest. We discuss a few different things. We discuss the monetization via Livecast, a new feature on Castbox, the beginning of a token ecosystem for podcasters, and we answer some live questions from the audience on Livecast. I should probably mention that Castbox is one of the most popular podcast players in the world and has won numerous awards. Renee also does her best job to communicate all of this in English, so if there's some parts you don't quite understand, definitely go back and take your time listening to it. I would also like to note that I'm giving away free signed copies of my book, The Satoshi Sequence. So if you'd like a free signed copy, send me an email at blockhashteam@gmail.com to find out how you can get your free signed copy of my book. All right, guys, enjoy.
This is the Block Hash Podcast.
Oh, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, Brandon. So, yeah, great. I'm glad that we can talk. Cool.
Yeah. This is awesome. Yeah, I love the future feature, Livecast and everything. yeah, it's going really well. Love playing around with it. It's kind of cool. I mean, you can do this whole pre and post like chat now for like podcasts and like radio shows and stuff. And it's on the phone. Yeah, I got to play with this more. This is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you do the auto record? So after the conversation, you can get the audio file.
Okay, definitely. I think the audio was with my headphones.
Okay.
I think it was on my computer, so I don't think there's anything wrong with the software or the platform. But yeah, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. I'm sure most people here and that will be listening to it know who you are already. But do you want to give like a brief background for the listeners?
Yeah, sure. I'm Renee. I'm the founder and CEO of Castbox, and now we are in Castbox. So basically, I didn't need to spend too much, you know, detail about the Castbox. I quit my job at Google Japan and founded Castbox about 4 years ago, and now I think Castbox is one of the biggest third-party podcast, pure play podcast app. And we also have some innovations like Livecast, in audio search, community, try to make the audio thing the more social, more community driven. And and now I think we have a team of like almost 70 members, more than half are engineering, focusing on improving the product. Yeah, but still we are, you know, on the early stage with to bring more innovations and creative ideas into the industry. Yeah, that's a very brief introduction. Yeah.
No, Castbox has been awesome. It's definitely been gaining a lot of recognition. It's won a bunch of awards and everything. So tell me a little bit about Livecast and how that kind of is a new feature and that adds value to the platform.
Yeah, I think because during the past 4 years when we talk with podcasters, there are two major points. I mean, two major pain points for them. And first is engage with users, because nowadays creating a podcast is a long process, from finding a hosting platform to, you know, do the record. If you are using interview, you have to find Skype or some other, you know, software to do the call and do the record, do the editor, and then upload to hosting and then distribute, and then go to every single channels to find feedback if they have any, and ask the followers to go back to the host's social media to get gathering feedback. So this is kind of a whole thing. It's really hard for creators and the listeners to engage with each other. So try to find a way to shorten the loop between creating content to getting feedback is one of the major, you know, major issues that are facing hosters are facing nowadays. So this is one thing we want to solve. The second biggest thing is for monetization, because previously we have a Patreon to get the donation, but because for Patreon you have to go to a third party Patreon website link your website, link your credit card, you know, if you want to donate to some, or like tipping to some like, you know, your favorite host. So the process is longer and it will, you know, it will make the conversion rate lower. But here, you know, within the live cast, we try to adding kind of like a feature, tipping features. For example, now I just sent a plot, which is I purchased by, you know, by coins and in Google Play and Apple Store. And after I give the applause, the virtual gift, you can cash out. Because in this way, during the very live conversations, you know, the host, if they, you know, they are really doing a great job, and if the listeners want to appreciate the great content that the host has created, so they can, you know, do the real time, kind of like donation, real time supporting. So it may become, I mean, later it will become, I hope it will become one of the major monetization channel for the podcasters. So basically, as I mentioned, there are like two things we want to solve. One is engagement, one is monetization for the host. So that's why we create a live cast. And actually, I think this is quite a new feature in the podcast industry. But we really hope, you know, this tool will be free. It's free and will be free forever. So we really hope, you know, podcaster can leverage this tool, you know, to build better user base, and someday when they get, you know, more loyal users, they can get more monetization. A monetization method, yeah.
Absolutely. Like the monetization too, it's awesome for creators. And I know we were talking before this a little bit about some like virtual assets that you'll be able to use to contribute to the creators or vice versa, like during like a live cast. How does that all work?
This is a virtual gift was can purchase by coin, and coin was available on you know inside Castbox. You can purchase via Google Play or Apple Store by the in-app purchase IP. And then for every coin that user send, and the host will get one star. And when it over like when the star, you know, worth over $10, they can go to the website, the hosting platform, to try to cash out. They can cash out both on Android and the website, because iOS didn't support cash out inside the app. But they can go to whenever they are free, they have time, they can go to the website or Android version to cash out into the real cash, and we will pay them via PayPal to go directly to their PayPal account. So this is the process. It's like very easy, and people didn't need to worry about too many other kind of like a credit card, you know, takeover, or like you know, taking about too many like a payment method. Because for user it's very easy, just like a gift, like a kind of like a gaming. Inside the gaming there are some kind of like virtual gift. There are kind of some different kind of like a way to support podcasters. And maybe in the later we try to, you know, we try to adding more features. Not today, but in the later when live casters get more audience, we try to do more promotion inside the users, and try to educate their, you know, their educate their behaviors, to give you more, you know, to kind of like give you more virtual gift. There are a lot of like, because I, as I mentioned, it's like a game. So there's a lot of like a methodology in gaming industry that try to increase the monetization rate. So because we try to say, for example, for every new users, maybe later, who jump into the live classroom, we can give them some virtual gift. And maybe for some other situations, if users can finish some task, we can give them more virtual gift. And then they can using the virtual gift to appreciate, to show appreciations to their host. And then they can get this kind of like a reward after giving the virtual gift. When the host say, "Oh, really appreciate, thank you for supporting me," and it makes users feel good, and it will increase their, you know, their tipping behaviors in the long run. So that would be something that we can, you know, we can improve in the future. But nowadays, I think we still focusing on try to bring live casters more listeners. because they have bigger listener base in the future, they can have more possibility to get higher monetization. Yeah.
That's awesome. It sounds a lot like what Steemit and Basic Attention Token were working on. But the features on this already are really cool, and I can already see how everything's going to work together. And I also saw that you were the co-founder for Content Box, and Content Box is kind of similar as well. Can you explain what that is a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I think Content Box, we are more building now the infrastructure, the technology infrastructure level. So for the application level, I think it still may take 2 or 3 more years until they go to the application. So for Content Box, another co-founder of Content Box is who used to be a scientist in Facebook, focusing on distributed networking. So for Content Box, we are more trying to build the blockchain-based decentralized ecosystem or infrastructure, and try to support a different kind of content consumption in the future. For example, maybe in the long run, all the very individual creators can create their own token, and they can pre-sell their own token like Kickstarter, but only for digital content. And then for every people nowadays, for example, so if you go to Kickstarter to say that, oh, I'm going to do a podcast with this kind of script or this kind of idea, you can try to do the Kickstarter to give me some kind of launchpad, go to the mini launchpad to fund me. But nowadays in Kickstarter, every single people who do the who giving the money, they get nothing. Maybe they can get a kind of a t-shirt or some other kind of maybe a t-shirt, maybe a bag with a logo. But basically they cannot share a portion of the revenue in the future. But we can solve that in the blockchain, because all the things are open source, all the money transaction can be recorded on chain. So basically, as I mentioned, an individual kind of creator, they can create their own token, and they can sell their own token to some of their early adopters fans or followers of his previous content. And by selling the token, they can get some money to find a better writer to improve the script. They can find a really great actor and to produce the content. They can using the money, the fundings, to buy some devices or some equipment. But in the later, once the content was live, revenue when they sell the content in the future, when the content is live, every dollars when they get by the content, they can share a portion to the early investors. It's much like a small IPO. It's kind of like for every people who buy your stock, they can share a portion of the company. But by blockchain, by the Content Box, every early investors of this kind of small token sale, and they can get a kind of a security token, which means that they can share a small portion of the content in the future. And all the things can be done automatically on chain. There will be no fraud. There will be no need for people to do the checking. So, but as I mentioned, we are still now doing the very basic infrastructure level things. What I mentioned of this kind of scenario must to be built once the infrastructure is built, and then the middleware is built, which means API is built, and then this kind of a mini small mini launchpad can be mini crowdfunding launchpad can be built. And beyond that, we can have some other kind of application built on Content Box. For example, there's another use case called decentralized player. It means that there used to be a very 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 famous P2P player called KP. But this kind of P2P player, it didn't work because it cannot provide the protect the content creators. And this kind of like P2P is like, it's a little bit like BitTorrent. So people, there's no centralized service. People can download, and people, every single device can be uploaded as a small CDN node of the CDN. But the issue before that, because when there was no token, people only want to download, they do not want to upload. And for download, it's all for free, so that's why a lot of copyright issues. So that's why we want to improve the whole token economy inside this kind of a decentralized decentralized player. For every people, if they download, they should cost some token. If they upload, they contribute. Even they are content creator, they are the owner of the content. They can get certain tokens. So, and also in the chain of the content creation, for example, for the people who do the translate, people who do the script can also share a portion, and then the whole ecosystem can run. So compared to the previous decentralized player, P2P player, this kind of like a token based player, it can add more economy incentivized inside the whole behaviors. So make sure that content creator can provide it. People not only want to download, but they want to upload. And even, for example, if you are fine, you don't want to contribute, you only want to enjoy the content, it's still fine because you can purchase some content, some tokens in the like a token marketplace, and then you can, for example, just like play a game. If you don't want to spend money, you have to do the contribution. You have to play, spending more time. But if you don't want to spend more time, but still want to have the best equipment in the game world, you have to pay some money. So it will like that, kind of like that. So this is some second scenario. And the two use case I just mentioned is only, two of a lot of the whole new decentralized content world, and it will change the whole way we are doing like today. So that's why I think if this should happen, so there should be some kind of like a content blockchain can support all this like a scenario. For example, the transition should be confirmed quickly, and all the transactions it's in small amount. It's quite different from maybe from other, from other blockchains needed. So, but it should be very small and very high frequency. So try to increase the confirming efficiency, and try to download the fee, and try to make all the and also for content, they need the multi owners, try to make the multi signatures, and are all very important. And also try to make the, as I mentioned, both on the crowdfunding and on the crowdfunding mini pet and on the decentralized P2P player, they all need different kind of like different layers that the money should be shared to different players. And so this is kind of like a methodology. It's quite different from some other public blockchain, which is focusing on generic industry. So this is like why we try to build something, really try to fit the future use case for decentralized content industry, and try to make all these things happen with very easy, very kind of like a turnkey solution or API that every single content creators or every like small developers can be built on it. Yeah, this is like the whole ideas of the content box.
Yeah, it's awesome. Sounds like you got a ton of stuff going on and a ton of cool features coming out. Yeah. So I asked the audience if they had any questions. You mind if I ask you a few?
So do you have any questions?
I think Richard asked a few minutes ago, will iPhone users get an update where they can set people as admins?
Oh, yeah. I think this feature will be launched soon in two versions. So for Android, we're already okay to set admin and block users. And for iOS, it's like it's already on in pipeline. I think we'll be inside the app within 2 weeks.
Very cool. Doug's World said, was the idea for Livecast to be more intimate rather than just a podcast or just a radio show?
Yeah. I think the idea of live cast is much bigger than only podcast and radio, because there's my feeling of the future of the content consumption. Besides the whole decentralized world, as I mentioned, which can be, you know, which content board can contribute in the future, I think the future will change too much, especially after 5G. Because like after 5G, I mean, all the devices, not only phone, all the devices can connect to internet. All the calculation can be done in cloud. So if this is happen, if this is true, the whole world, like people connecting with information or people connecting with people will change totally. So it means that in the near future, within 2 years, which 5G is, you know, it's more kind of like it's dominant. So it means that all the devices can connect with the internet, and most of the devices didn't even have a screen. So it means that all the audio will be one of the main way for people to access information and people to connect people. So that's why I think live cast will also be built on that part. So that would totally not related to podcasts or not related to radio anymore. This is a new way that for people to kind of like have real-time engagement, have real-time, you know, engagement with people, have real-time content gathering with the most updated worlds. So that would be totally, I think that would be a little bit idea for live cast in the future. As I mentioned, it will not happen within this year or next year, but within 2 years. So with, you know, after 2 years, that would be, you know, totally different for live cast, because it's more social, it's more entertainment, there's more engagement, and there's more real-time feedback. So, and also it will be based on all the devices, as I mentioned, without screen. So this is why we are doing live cast. Beyond to that, I mean, even within these 2 years, after the 5G is dominant, I think even within now, I think live cast also changing the way for creators. Previously, if you want to create a podcast or radio, you have to be a very professional content creator, because it takes a lot of time to create content. But for the live cast, even UGC, like user generated content, can still share some attention of a certain part of the users. It means that, you know, for a live cast room, didn't need, you know, 100 or 10,000 people, maybe only 3 people. If they want to chat with each other, they can also still build a live cast chat room, which is means that it means that only if the topic you are interested, you can join. So that would be also different from the current podcast industry, which only, you know, professional or you know, semi-professional creators can create good content, and only people want to listen to some like high produced content, because there's no engagement, the quality of the content is crucial. So that's like that would be changing the whole world, just like how YouTube changing the DJ or changing the video shooting world.
Yeah, totally. We'll do one more question. Rolly, he asked, what is Livecast's main competition?
So for Livecast, we are now the only one, so we do not meet any direct competition. I mean, for CastBox, because there are too many podcasts out, we have a lot of like users have a lot of options. But for Livecast, we are the only one. We do have some video live streaming, live streaming thing. Which are all big giant like Facebook Live, Instagram Live, YouTube Live, and also for Twitch and Caffeine. But for we have used to be a compare to all the kind of live streaming thing. First, we are the only one who are very focusing on audio. Second, we are one of the only few ones that can support this kind of like a call-in, just like now I'm talking with Brandon, so which is real-time discussion. And also, we are the only one that has almost no latency, because, for example, Facebook, if you do a live cast, take about 30 second latency. But now we can have real time discussion, which means that, you know, like last week, we just launched a trivia game, you know, in the live cast by asking questions, and user can getting the answers, you know, within 1 second. So this is like, even as I mentioned, there are some live streaming services, but mention about the features, as I mentioned, and especially for virtual gift, only Twitch has that, other than CastBox. So we have like so many unique features, which are very focusing on audio, very focusing on this kind of like interactive, you know, conversation, and this kind of like a gaming, like virtual gift things. So that means that CastBox is quite unique in this thing. So, but if this feature is good, I think there would be a lot of like competitors in the short term. So that's why we try to move faster, try to be more innovative, and try to be more creative.
Absolutely. Well, Renee, thank you for coming on and everything and testing out this live cast with me. And I think BlockHash is obviously going to be using it more in the future to help the audience interact and ask questions and everything. So yeah, I definitely appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. And I really appreciate it for giving this feature a try. I understand there are still a lot of improvement, but we will try to make our best to make the feature as good as possible.
Absolutely. It was awesome the first time around. It worked really well.
Yeah, thank you. And
all right,
I
Renee.
Really appreciate it for your time.
Of course. Thank you, Renee. Have a great
thank
day.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.